Hi, guys.
Hey, I'm Bianca.
I'm Eliza.
And this is my other half.
My other half, baby, our first episode.
You're so excited. I'm kind of nervous for some reason, which I feel like is a good thing to be nervous.
Yeah, I'm nervous and excited at the same time.
Me too. Thank you guys so much already for so much love on our Instagram
Your
comments.
YouTube
It's been so,
video comments.
yeah, it's been so nice. Thank you guys so much. We are so excited to like see where this goes. And I don't know.
Just to connect with you guys, I love it.
Yeah.
I've been like checking the comments like a couple times a day just for
Yeah. It's so nice.
always fun.
Also, we just want this podcast. I just feel like you're listening to a conversation with your friends, like just something to just feel, I don't know, comforted with maybe, or I don't know. I'm
Little
gonna say
safe
I don't know a lot.
space.
Yeah.
Just a little
Fantastic.
escape from reality, but not really, because we're going to talk about reality.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like when I think about it, I just think, oh, this is nice. Like I said that in my YouTube video. Like, I just want you to listen to it and be like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah, I agree. I'm
You know?
excited.
Yeah, me too. Should we talk about ourselves a little bit, real quick?
Yeah, Bianca, you go ahead and start.
I'm sure you'll get to know us a little bit more, but I'm Bianca, 23, newly 23, living at home right now, finishing up school. I'm studying psychology. I was studying fashion. What was I studying for? International business. And now I'm studying psychology, which is something that I've always wanted to study. So I'm very happy with my decision. I just came back from being in Switzerland for 9 months, which we can definitely eventually maybe talk about a little bit. The most time Eliza and I have ever been apart
It was really hard.
was very difficult. I did not like it.
Me either. I hated it.
But Switzerland
Happy
was
for you, but I
wonderful.
hated it for us.
Yay. Switzerland was wonderful. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, and I'm very grateful for it. But yeah, that's me. I don't know. I feel like you'll get to know our personalities a little more and whatnot once we get a little more
Yeah, a
comfy.
little more comfortable.
But
Yeah, so
Eliza.
I'm Eliza. I'm 22. I'll be 23 in November, so I'm almost 23. I currently am living in New York right now, going to school. I'm studying fashion marketing, and that's basically what I'm doing right now. I don't have, some exciting, I didn't move across the world.
Doesn't mean I'm exciting.
Okay, but I have nothing else to contribute.
Stop. Yes, you do. Be nice to yourself.
Okay. But yeah, I've been in
Eliza's really big on TikTok.
No, I'm not. I don't ever. Bianca's really big on YouTube.
No.
See? Goes both ways.
No. Eliza has a cool aesthetic on TikTok.
Thank you so much.
No problem. My
Thanks for the
pleasure as
little shout out.
always.
Thanks for the
We have never actually, we kind of mentioned this. We filmed another podcast, but we didn't like how we sounded. So we kind of talked about how we had never really made a YouTube video. Well, we had made a YouTube video together.
Yeah. Did we even post it?
I might have.
I think
I
you did.
have this like anxiety about posting on YouTube. I kind of talked about it in my YouTube video, not to like self-promote myself, but I don't know. I haven't been on YouTube in such a long time, and it's so different from when I was like on it a lot. I think I was like my like time on YouTube, I feel like I was like 16, 17. And I have like even like Instagram makes me really anxious sometimes. Like posting something just
Yeah.
makes me like
It's
anxious. I
also
don't
like
know.
the pressure. For me at least, I'm like, I feel like I have to sometimes.
Or for me, I overanalyze.
Oh, I do
That's
too.
my
I
thing.
overanalyze everything and I'm like, I'm subconsciously thinking about things that don't even
Yeah, I
like
know.
make sense.
Me too. Or I'm like, oh my God, is this gonna be like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's social media is fake.
It can be.
It's a
It can
fraud.
be.
Can be a fraud.
Or it can be a really powerful thing. But I would like to make a whole like podcast about this, but I think it's really important to take breaks sometimes from social media.
Yeah, I agree.
Remember when I took my 8 month long break?
Yeah, that was
That was fun.
crazy. That
I
was that
miss
a
it.
year ago now?
It was right before I left for Switzerland, so like over a year ago.
Yeah, it almost was a year. But I remember you reactivated it for your birthday.
Yeah, around that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, should we tell the story about how we met?
Yeah. How
Okay, you go.
Okay, I'll start. So this was back It was 2018, correct?
Yeah, I don't know. Everything's a blur. Couldn't tell you.
It was 2018, yeah, because that was the year I graduated high school.
Oh my God, I graduated in 2016. Oh my God.
Okay, but 2018 is almost 4 years away. Why does that feel like 2 years away?
I almost graduated high school 6 years ago.
Stop. I hate that.
It's good. Time isn't real. Time makes me anxious.
It's all a construct. It's not real.
You're thinking about time really hard in your brain. You're like, what the fuck? Can we curse on this? Are we cursing on this?
Yeah, we can curse.
Sorry for my language.
Sorry, everybody. Forgive me.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to stop saying I don't know.
Okay, I'll start with how we met. So going back to that. So basically, we both went to the same school. And that's the start of the our friendship. Mm-hmm. We met, I was going to class. And I remember I saw you. And you were just peacefully sitting, had your headphones in. And I remember I recognized you, but I couldn't put it together why I recognized you. I don't know why. That always, whenever I'm like someone that I know is like in front of me, for some reason my mind goes blank and I'm like, I have no idea where I've seen this person. But like, if it was out of context, I would know, if that makes sense. But I remember you had really cute shoes on, just a nice classic white trainer.
Crepes. Trainer babes.
Crepes. I got my crepes on. Is that what it's called? Remember? I used to call them chaps.
What are we talking about?
From LESH. What was that?
Oh, PAQ.
PAQ. I was thinking of H3H3 podcast. PAQ, they said crepes, right? And remember, I always thought it was chaps.
Yeah. Me and Eliza went through a really heavy Love Island UK phase as well.
I still.
Vibes.
Vibes. Proper my chat on, or proper my type on paper.
Can I pull you for a chat, please?
Pull you for a chat, vibes.
My British accent is so bad. Sorry.
Mine's also not good.
If you're British, we love your accent.
Yeah. We love it. But yeah, so I remember I saw you and I was like, I need to say something because if I don't, I'm going to regret it. It was like a once in a lifetime chance in my brain.
In your opinion.
In my personal humble opinion. So I went to the bathroom, hyped myself up a little bit. I was like, okay, like, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Just dropped bottles of wine glasses. And I remember when I went up to you and I felt bad because you had headphones in. So I was like, I don't want to interrupt her. But I was like, hi, like, where'd you get your shoes from? Like, I really like them. Like, just as like a little icebreaker, you know, not to be like, oh, hey, like, I know who you are.
No.
And they're from Topshop.
They cookie, were, in fact, from Topshop.
Cookie sneaker.
Eliza still has them.
They're in Texas. I think I only...
Why do you only have one?
No, I have two. Remember, you're going to get one shoe and I'm going to get the other.
I want the left.
Okay, I'll get the right.
Okay.
I almost, they're like ripped on the bottom. So like, I almost threw them away, but good thing I didn't. Anyways, I went to get the sneakers that day. So that just shows that I was actually serious about my inquiry. But yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, hi. You were like, oh, like, hey, like super nice. Like, how are you? Like, did you just move here? Whatever. Small talk, and then you're like we should hang out, and I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, like, yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes people like say we should hang out and you never do.
Yeah,
so it's like, it's just like, oh yeah, for sure.
It's never like a follow through thing.
No, but when it does follow through, it can be fantastic.
Yeah, so I remember I DM'd you, and we were like, we literally hung out like the next day. Or
we did September 8th. We just had an argument about this.
I thought it was the 9th. It was actually the 8th. So
it was the 8th.
3 years. Newly 3 years. 30,
3 years going strong. Might be the last year. Maybe we won't be friends anymore.
Stop. Why would you say that?
Unless I hate when I say
I that. Really hate that so much. Pisses me off.
I always go, if like we're Eliza drifting. And I, I'm like, we're drifting, aren't we? Like if Eliza doesn't know something about my daily life. Because when I say Eliza and I tell each other everything, I mean like everything.
Like I could pluck my eyebrows and be, she would know.
Yeah.
Terrible example, but like that's just what like came to my brain.
So being apart in Switzerland was really difficult, to sum it up. But
the time change also not
the time change. I was 6 hours ahead, which was really interesting.
I think you stayed up late though, because like it was like only six here and like 12 there, so it wasn't that bad because you would still be up.
I would love to go to Switzerland together one day.
Oh yeah, I would love to. We need to do those Pinterest photo. You know those places that we have saved on Pinterest?
We have a list of
in
notes
our travel. Yeah, but there's like specific scenic places.
Okay.
Okay. Or maybe I think.
Okay.
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 Anyways.
From my perspective, what I remember of the day we met, I was staring at Eliza because I liked her outfit.
I don't even remember what I was wearing.
You were wearing like this button-up t-shirt dress. It was, I had like red stripes on it, but you know, I have like the worst memory, so I don't know.
Yeah.
And you had black Zara boots you used to wear all the time.
Oh, I miss those shoes.
Those were, you don't have them anymore. They were good.
No, they like broke. I wore them to death. They might still be at my parents' house, but.
Maybe you can find them on Depop or something.
I did find them. I found them on Poshmark like a couple weeks ago, but they were 6.5.
That's my size.
That's your size. Like. I didn't like it though, because for some reason it didn't register. Like I was like, oh, they're not my size.
So we're drifting and you don't think of me.
Okay, well, I'm gonna find them again.
So we're drifting and you don't think of me.
We're not drifting. Shut up, stupid. It's unfiltered. Sorry. I don't actually mean that, everybody.
You heard it here first. Eliza is mean to me.
Okay. No.
Oh, my perspective. I'm so sorry if we get off track. Yeah, I remember I liked your outfit. I was like, oh, she seems like really cute. Like, I like her style. And I didn't know who you were, but I remember you went to the bathroom first and then came back. And what's crazy was I was actually going to ask you about your shoes, the Zara boots.
Those boots were good. The
stories, people are probably like, I don't care. I remember you talked to me and I at the time took out my headphones and I was like, oh, hi. And then what Eliza said, and then we hung out September 8th. And ever since then, I remember we were sitting on your bed in your dorm. I didn't live in the dorms at the time. I got my apartment and with my sister. And I remember I was like, I don't want to go home. And you were like, I don't want you to go home.
I was like, I don't want you to leave. It started raining that day too.
It's raining right now. If you guys hear some nice soothing rain in the background,
I can't hear anything.
Okay,
so I think it's okay.
Maybe someone would like it.
Maybe they would. You can hold your microphone up to the window.
Friendship. It's nice to, I always say this, to have like, my love for Eliza is so like the most unconditional love ever.
Yeah, me for you.
Me, like, I get afraid me that like I.
No, don't even say it. I know what you're gonna say.
Okay.
What you're going to say is incorrect.
What was I going to say?
You were going to say that you love me more than I love you, and that's not true.
Oh, I literally was not going to say that.
I do agree. What were you going to say?
Well, now I forgot, but I do. Oh, I love Eliza so much more than she loves me, and we get an argument.
That's what I just said.
No, I wasn't going to say that, but now I want to.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
I don't know why you think that Eliza, like, because I love Eliza so much, like, it doesn't.
I don't know why you think that, because if anything, I'm more obsessed with you.
No. Absolutely not. I think of Eliza like at all times of the day. Like if I'm doing something, like you're in the back of my mind.
I know. I literally wish. We literally say we wish we could keep each other in our pockets.
Like I want like an AirPod, and I want to keep it in my ear all the time, and I want Eliza to like be in the moment with me.
But see it also, but also hear it.
Yeah, is this healthy? Like, are we too attached?
I don't. You know what? I don't think so, because we survived a long time without seeing each other.
9 months.
That makes me confident in our skills.
Longer than 9 months. Yeah. Do you say Eliza and Bianca or Bianca and Eliza? Because our podcast is Bianca and Eliza.
But I always say Eliza and Bianca in my mind.
Do you ever say your name too much, like in the mirror, and you get freaked out?
I don't ever say my name because it sounds weird to me.
Yeah. Like it's do you ever look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, I'm a person?
Stop. No. Because when I envision that in my head is like, you know, those little like swirls, like the black and white swirls.
Yes, like
that's what I picture in my head when I'm looking at myself in
Twilight Zone.
Yeah, and I'm like, I have hairs on my face, and I like over it. It'll give me a stomach ache.
Yeah, that would definitely lead to like a little bit of anxiety.
It will give me anxiety.
A little trigger warning just in case, but when I was younger, I used to deal with disassociation a lot.
I didn't know what it felt like.
I never knew how to word it until I got older and I talked about it in therapy, but I dissociation. I used to deal with that a lot, and I used to become really aware of my breathing.
Yes. And then you overanalyze how you're breathing. Yes. And you think it's not normal.
Yeah. And I used to get so anxious in class. Like, I remember being really anxious in like elementary school and like not really knowing what it meant. And like being older, I look back and I'm like, oh, that was definitely anxiety.
Yeah.
There's like so many things I think about from my childhood that I'm like, oh, that was anxiety or that was depression. Like, I just didn't know.
And you didn't know. Yeah. Or like how to express it.
Yeah. Or cause like, or just like not talking about it enough in my family or whatever it might've been in that time. But like, I don't know. It's interesting to like be older, like reflect on your childhood or just like your teenage years and be like, oh, this is why that happened. Or like, this is like why I was feeling this way. And like, you just don't know. Or it's hard to like, I feel like when you're younger, it's hard to like put it into words.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Is your mic on?
Yeah. Does it not sound like it?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
I have an ear infection right now.
Hopefully.
Just in case you guys want to know.
I think it's on. I'm almost positive.
Okay.
There's no light that turns on, right?
Sorry? No.
Okay.
There's I'm no sorry?
Light on. So if there's a light, why was that so proper?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I would go, huh?
What? What?
My mom's like, no, we don't say that. I used to have to say pardon growing up. Pardon?
Pardon. That's a cutie word. Pardon. What's a good word? I like the word bubbles.
Mine's cups.
It's
always been my favorite word ever since a child.
Why? Do you like the shape of it?
At the end, cups.
Cup. What about cup? Do you feel
I like cups. Cups. My favorite word used to be, oh my gosh, what was it? It was like something weird, like connections or something. Like it's the S, I think. I have like
onomatopoeia.
That's a good one.
It flows off like the tongue nice. Is that what people say?
Yeah. Perfect.
All right.
The tongue.
Do you remember, you know, like I'm thinking about like pivotal parts of our friendship. I lived in the East Village in New York City for a little while.
I lived in the Upper East Side.
And that apartment
was like iconic.
I lived with my older sister. We might have my sister on the podcast eventually. My sister is 15 years older than me. She's gonna kill me for saying that.
It's okay.
Hey Crystal. She's 38.
Yeah.
38.
Gonna be 39.
She's definitely listening to this like screw you. I'm just like, you don't know everything about me. But my sister is a young soul.
Yeah, she's like my bigger sister.
Yeah,
basically
we're all like a little family. And I lived with my older sister, but my sister is a hairstylist, so her hours are like kind of like, my sister like works late. And Eliza and I would always hang out in my East Village apartment. I lived on East Fifth. Between A and B. Great time. I loved that apartment. But I had mice for a little while.
Yeah.
I lived in that apartment for 3 years. I left right before COVID happened. I came back home for a little while. And I didn't have mice until I became friends with Eliza.
I brought them with me.
She brought them.
This is what you didn't know.
And I have a fear of mice since I was a really young youth. For me, it's the tails.
The tails are not pleasant, I will say.
I don't like their tails. Thankfully, they weren't rats. They were little baby mice. So if you're thinking of like a big New York City rat, it wasn't that. If it was, I would be very upset.
It's like one of those little, you know how they sell mice at the pet store?
But it was like a brown, they were always brown gray.
Yeah, they're not, well, mice.
But there was a time where I would have like 4 mice a day in my apartment.
No,
do you remember that?
Yeah, and I hated it. And remember, we would sometimes like a couple weeks, we'd smell this really strong odor.
Yeah, because I don't know. Please don't come for me, but guys, I had so many mice, I had to get traps.
But we didn't do the snap traps.
I don't want to talk about it. I feel like people are gonna hate me.
Okay, I'm sorry. They sell them at the grocery store. What else are you supposed to do?
I got the sticky ones. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
And anyways. There's so many videos of Eliza and I trying to get these mice because if they were alive when we found them, if they did run out, we would try to let them go.
Yeah, outdoors.
But they were coming from behind my stove. I lived in a very old New York City apartment, like many of old New York City buildings. So there were a lot of just like It came from like a hole in the
little
wall.
Holes. Like you'll see, like even now in my apartment, like where the pipes are, there's holes.
New York City apartments are like not like that, like the newer ones, but the older ones are so old.
Like there's holes just in random places. Like underneath my baseboard, there's holes.
Yeah, which is totally fine, totally normal. But mine just so happened to have mice, and I lived next to a restaurant, which I think was like a big thing about that.
Yeah.
And they would sometimes like leave food out, so mice would come. And I remember Eliza was the mice master.
Yes, I was.
She would.
I'm really. I don't know why I was so good at that.
She just had this confidence about getting these mice.
It was like something I was trying to prove to myself.
And I would scream on top of my lungs. But she has a thing with bugs, like cockroaches.
Cockroaches, I can't do.
But see, I can do. I can handle.
Rodents are a little better for me.
I don't know why for me.
Cockroaches are just something that I can never, ever since a kid, I just cannot do them.
And to this day, when I was in Switzerland, there were these little lizards, same in Florida, like these little, like, you know, the Florida lizards.
Yeah.
We had them where I was in Switzerland because I lived in like kind of, Southern. I lived in Lugano, which is a very, it's like warm kind of there. And they had these lizards during like the warmer months. And I would still think they were mice because when I lived in I would jump.
But no, I still do that. Even when I'm at home in Texas, I'm like, I see something scurry and I think it's a mouse.
Always. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. There were some big boys that we caught.
Yeah, there were.
Big boys. Tell
the story about how you and my sister caught the mouse in the garbage can.
So that was terrifying. So we always had
I hope people aren't mad that like I had mice. I see this is my thing. I get afraid that people are going to, I don't know.
It's not like we imported the mice into your apartment. Like, okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, they just came free for fun. So we would always use a broom was my favorite tool because you could kind of sweep them where you wanted them to go.
Eliza.
Sweep them into the trash can. Take them outside. That's what I'm talking about.
What if someone really loves mice and is going to get really upset?
Okay, I'm sorry. As long as you're not in my house, then live your life. But as soon as you touch on the premises, it's fair game. And I'm pretty positive that probably 80% of the people would agree with that.
Okay, I hope so. This is what I mean when I say I get anxious when I talk about social media and things. I don't know. Okay, go on.
Anyways, if anyone, you didn't do anything, I did it. So I'm the one who took care of it.
Over Eliza.
We would always try to save them though. Killing was always the last resort. It would always be,
we never, ever, ever killed a mouse.
I ever killed one. They were always already dead by the time we got to it.
Yes, on my traps.
Yes. Because when we did rescue that one mouse, which I'm going to tell you, we took it outside and it survived.
Of course, always.
I don't even know how that occurred, but I remember it was a Sunday. I very vividly remember this. And it was just going back and forth in between.
Was it? Oh, because my sister doesn't work on Sundays, right?
It was in between your room and Crystal's room and your room, like going back and forth. And someone went to the bathroom and it scurried while someone was sitting on the toilet. It was just like, it was a lot. And we were like, okay, we got to take care of this.
And my sister and I, of course, are fighting because we're sisters.
Yeah, like, Eliza. And my sister's like, I'm in the middle of it, like, Eliza, do something. And I'm like, I'm trying.
Because mice are really fast.
They're really fast
when they run, and of course you want to save this mouse, but they're so fast. And sometimes I would try to guide it back into the little hole.
Yeah, but then it's like,
I'm like, go ahead, buddy.
Most often though, it would go back to the hole. Like when you tried to like,
save it
would just scurry back.
They're just so fast.
Yeah, like so extremely fast.
I never thought we would talk about mice this much in detail.
Well, there you go. Somehow the mice got in the trash can.
Somehow, some way.
Somehow,
how did it get in the trash can?
I think it fell into it. Remember, we thought it was on your brown table sniffing around because your Crystal would.
Oh, there were.
Sorry, that was my doorbell.
There were little like
bagels, more so. Were,
oh, yeah.
It was the bagels.
Like bagels you buy from the store, like in the plastic packaging, and it was bitten through. Yeah. So I didn't know mice could climb.
They can jump too. But we'll
get job, which made me unsettled because I was like, it's going to go into my bed.
Yeah, it got in the trash can somehow. And we heard like this thumping and we were like, what is that? It was in the trash can. So me and Crystal are like, we look at it and it's a big boy mouse. Like,
was it? I couldn't even look.
It's probably a fist, a small fist.
Okay.
And I think it was pregnant because it was
oh no,
protruding. Like it was like really like in the stomach area. Maybe I had like, maybe it had a parasite or something. It wasn't normal. Aww. Like I've never seen. I felt really bad, so I was like, okay, we're gonna rescue this. We're gonna take it outside, and I just didn't want to look at it, so I put a towel over the.
Where was I?
Trash can. You were in your room, probably screaming. So I was like, Crystal, I'm not going to do myself. Like, you need to help me open the door because, like, I can't. Like, that's not going to work. It's a two-person job. So we go down the stairs. Of course, the towel falls into the trash can. So it's no use. I can see the mouse. The mouse is on top of the towel.
Keep in mind, I lived in a walk-up building, so many people could have walked up during this excursion.
Yeah, and we have to go down, like, two flights of stairs. We're walking down the stairs, and as I'm going down one of the stairs, all of a sudden, the mouse jumps up into the air. Like, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that it was, like, couple feet into the air. Like it was to the point where it was almost above my head. Like it ricocheted so far into the freaking air. Me and Crystal were just like, oh my god, freaking out. So we go downstairs.
This is so dramatic.
Like, this is so bad. But I was like, okay, let's just like kind of push the trash can to like get it to go. All of a sudden it jumps again. Crystal gets like annoyed and
of course.
She kicks the trash can. The trash can falls and the mouse just like goes, it just like runs at like unimaginable Aww. Speeds into the street. It was safe though. It like I saw it run away.
So moral of the story, always go up to someone if they have AirPods in and talk to them when you want.
Yeah, because I could they might be able to catch your mice. That's the moral of the story. That's why you became friends with me, to catch, so I could catch your mice.
Yeah, that was an interesting period.
It was a constant.
Yeah, it came up to a point where there was like two mice every day.
It was in the winter time though, because
yeah, it was. And then there was this one time where my sister left the window open, and we thought there was a pigeon.
There was a pigeon at one point.
We thought there was a pigeon in my apartment.
And we weren't anywhere near her apartment, so we had to
literally. No, we were all the way uptown.
It was like in the middle of the night.
No, it wasn't.
It was like 12.
No, it literally wasn't.
It was dark out.
We went to the bodega after.
No, remember we walked down.
No, and Eliza, listen, you went to the bodega.
When I had my beanie on, and it's that picture. Yeah.
And you had a tie dye.
Yes, it was dark out. It was dark outside.
Okay, that doesn't mean it was midnight. It was midnight. It was probably like 8.
I really don't think it was.
Because we went to the bodega, my little bodega on the corner.
I don't remember that. Oh,
everyone has a local bodega in New York.
Yeah, some people don't
know. My favorite was the one on the corner.
It's like a deli. Yeah, people don't know what bodega is.
Really?
Grew up in New York. Yeah, I was talking to Carly and she's like, what's a bodega? Like, she didn't know what that was.
Oh, a bodega is like, yeah, like a deli.
Yeah.
Delicatessen.
Little like county store.
Eliza's from the South.
County store. It's a little country store.
Eliza is from Georgia. Florida, Georgia.
Florida, Georgia. Florida, Georgia line. Yeah.
What's that?
It's a band. Country band, I think.
Oh! They sing a song. I'm not going to sing, but it's like, if it's meant to be. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I know what you're talking about, but I'm not. It's not registered into my
mind. I used to love Carrie Underwood as a child.
I always remember Jesus Take the Wheel, and I would listen to that.
That's a bop. Before he cheats.
In the car. Yeah, she's a really good. She looks really good.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She has aged beautifully.
Anyways. I don't know why I want to bring up the Met Gala for some reason.
Follow your heart's desire.
It's kind of old news, but I like to pretend that I'm getting interviewed by like Kiki Palmer or Emma Chamberlain in the shower.
Oh, I do that all the time.
I'm like, oh yeah.
I pretend I'm on just talk shows.
Oh, me too.
And I pretend that Harry Styles is my lover. And I'm like, oh, there's like rumors that we're dating. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, no, we're not.
Sometimes I pretend like in the shower, I'm like, the paparazzi are following me. And I'm like, oh no, sorry. I'm like, I don't comment on my private life. Can you imagine if we had paparazzi? Yeah. Eliza.
Yeah, imagine that. I think about that often.
Why? We'll never get to that level of popularity.
No, ever. I know we will never. But I'm so happy we will not.
I watch Hollywood Fix videos sometimes. That's my little guilty pleasure.
On my explore page.
I'm like, Bryce Hall, Addison Rae, Hollywood Fix.
That's too much. They literally ask you such invasive questions. I would be like,
they do.
Like, this is, no.
I feel bad for them.
I feel like they would snap, where I would snap, to be honest.
I feel like I would just, it would make, like, also the lights of the paparazzi are so
that bright. Would induce a migraine for me, for sure.
Eliza has chronic migraines, by the way.
Yeah.
Which, how long have you had those for?
Since I was a freshman.
Do you know, like, what started? You said mono, like, might have started it, right? Years.
Yeah, I think it was mono, and then it was just a perfect storm. My immune system just, like, really went shot.
Eliza,
gotta be careful, because it also can lead to seizures, too, so.
Really?
Yeah, especially the medication I take is, like, a lot of anti-seizure stuff.
Interesting.
You had a seizure as a baby?
I did. It was really scary. I don't remember it, but I did have one. It was a febrile seizure.
I didn't know that was common for children.
I don't think it's, like, common necessarily, but I know when you're a baby, if your fever spikes, like, really fast, a seizure can occur. But I never had another one ever again, so.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. This is what our podcast is kind of going to be. Obviously, we're going to have more episodes that are more centered on a specific topic, and we won't ramble as much.
More structured.
Today, we just kind of wanted to see, like, what would come out of our brains.
Yeah, just off the cuff.
Is that a saying?
Yeah.
What's your favorite metaphor?
I don't know. What's your favorite metaphor?
I don't know.
I have a favorite Bible verse.
What is it?
Is it the same thing?
Go for it. What is it?
Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7.
I've never read
I was a very anxious child, so that really soothed me.
I'm happy for you.
Thanks. I don't really know a lot of metaphors. Metaphor is without like or as. Simile has like or as in it.
What?
Someone will know what I'm talking about. It's like a simile is close to a metaphor, but it uses like or as. Is when something sounds like the word it makes. So like plop. That sounds like plop.
Bang.
Bang sounds like bang.
Boom.
Boom.
A boom. Like plop doesn't go plop.
Plop.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. That's an onomatopoeia.
A plop doesn't. Like, okay. I'm thinking of like.
Okay, like into water.
A sink.
Yeah, but it still kind of makes that noise.
Plop.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for if people don't like what we're talking.
Yeah. Also, if you guys want to like have questions or like specific topics, please DM them to us.
Yeah,
I would really be interested. We obviously want to listen to.
We're both very passionate about mental health, so I know we definitely want to dive into that. Yeah. I know we talked a little about how we had anxiety and like disassociation and stuff, so we would definitely love to, you know, dive more into that if you guys would like to hear that. I know some topics might be a little like more heavier than others, like. Yeah.
Like if we're going to a whole depression episode, that can be a little.
It does happen.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like a depression episode, like in real life.
Oh, no.
Like I just got out of one.
Been on the podcast. Sorry.
Oh,
that's I'm always going through depressive episodes.
Yeah, I just got out of one actually.
That's living life with chronic depression, baby.
I actually have this thing recently. I don't know if I've ever felt like this my whole life. Just see, it's getting a little heavier now. Where when I'm like in a really good place, I get anxious.
Yes, you're, because you're afraid when something bad's going to really happen.
Yeah.
Yep. That I talk about that with my therapist.
My mom is yelling at Fiona to eat food. So I think that's our cue to go. Should we wrap this baby up?
We can wrap this baby up.
So a little information on the podcast. Like I said, we definitely want to talk more about, you know, mental health. We want to talk about friendship, relationships, you know, being in our early 20s. Today's podcast, I did not plan on talking about mice that much in detail. So again, I'm a little anxious that people are going to be upset about the mice.
I really think it's going to be okay.
See, I just overthink.
No, I really think it's going to be okay.
The audio version will be on Tuesdays and the video version will be on my channel, Thursday. Bianca Who's Speaking, Bianca A198, on my YouTube on Thursdays.
Yep.
That's
deep. Oh yeah, follow our Instagram.
Yes, follow our Instagram. It's My Other Half Podcast. We also made a TikTok as well, so if you want to follow us on there.
Yeah,
follow my best friend Eliza Pregman. She's huge on TikTok. Follow her right now.
Don't follow me. Follow Bianca A198
on TikTok. You're the TikToker
on everything. YouTube, Insta,
I don't know, Instagram.
and stuff. No, but I'm really excited because our Instagram's like going to be like a photoed up account.
Yeah, we kind of want our Instagram to kind of be like a group
like
chat.
A little behind, yeah, and like a little behind the scene, not behind the scenes, because
like things we probably wouldn't normally post, like what we would post on my private story.
Yes, it's basically a giant private story.
Yeah, so follow
my
other half.
That's a really good way to describe it.
I know.
Oh yeah, any suggestions you guys have, let us know.
For sure, let us know. Feel free to DM us at any time if you guys just want to talk, you want to,
yeah,
anything, you just want to say hey, you have a specific question, you have suggestions, let us know.
Yeah,
if you have advice on
how
you
just want
to
like talk,
and we're learning as we go.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing.
As does anyone.
This is off the cuff.
Did you already say that this podcast?
Yes. I just like to say that word.
I feel like I said onomatopoeia 4 times too.
Yeah, and plop. Let's do a tally of how many times in mice.
Plop. Comment down below if you think plop sounds like plop. Because I'm not, that's something in that is like not grasping for me.
I'm almost positive that's an onomatopoeia.
What's the one, sorry, not to talk about grammar, but what's the one that, alliteration.
Like a story?
No, isn't that where it's like,
illustration.
Blue bubbles.
Sorry.
Alliteration. Where it's like the same letter. I'm embarrassed if that's wrong.
Or like a BB. I see what you're I see.
Like my first last name is technically an alliteration.
Yeah, but it's not in descriptor words.
Why do you have to correct me?
I'm correcting you.
Probably right. Yeah.
That's that, babies.
This was like a word vomit in podcast form.
So let us know if you hate it or love it. I really would like areas to improve, how we can improve.
Constructive criticism.
Yeah, because we want this to be something that you guys want to listen to. Obviously, we're making this for you guys. So
I agree.
Let us know.
Please be kind in the comments, though.
Yeah, please. I do beg of that.
I do love a good constructive criticism, but sometimes I get afraid. Not that I've ever really like received much hate in my lifetime, but I see some of these comments on some people's videos and I'm like,
TikTok,
that makes me sad.
TikTok can be really brutal.
TikTok is brutal. And these kids on these apps, like TikTok, are so young.
Like people, there's times where people roast me.
You?
Yes.
What do they roast you about?
Roast me about like, it was started more when I, like a year ago, like right when I started like, I don't like the word blowing up, but when I got more followers, it would just be an influx of people, but it would be like, I think it would be spam because people would just be like, oh, you're so ugly. And I'm like, I didn't even show my face.
Oh my God.
From my profile picture.
We absolutely do never, ever, ever comment about what people look like.
Absolutely.
Ever.
That is not tolerated here.
That we
not that I was know. Assuming anyone would say anything like that, but I'm just
no, none of my followers I know,
absolutely
definitely
not. And I know mine would never either.
My followers are the most lovely people
they really
world.
Are.
My followers are like, me and Eliza talk about it all the time.
Yeah,
my followers are like the coolest people,
they really are.
You guys are also like smart and sweet and just loving. We love you,
we do love you, and I love my followers too. If anyone's listening from here.
Stop. Why do you
Well, I don't know if anyone is.
They definitely are.
If they are.
Team Eliza or Team Bianca? Which one are you?
It's like Team Edward, Team Jacob.
I think I said in the beginning of this podcast that we have no competition. And I'm like, Team Bianca or Team Eliza?
No, it's Team Everyone. It's Team Beanie.
Are you more of a Bianca or an Eliza? Take this BuzzFeed quiz. I know we said we were going to go, but real quick, do you remember like the peak of BuzzFeed?
I watched every single BuzzFeed YouTube.
I used to take every quiz.
Oh, me too. We would take them before bed. Do you remember that?
In the East Village apartment.
Yes.
With the mice.
And we'll have the windows open and the skateboarders would come by and wake us up. Or the garbage men.
I love skater boys. I can't help it.
Yeah, me too. I cannot lie.
The sound of a skateboard. Everyone turns their heads, me and Eliza included. That's who everyone is, me and Eliza.
Honestly, whip them around.
I hear the sound of the wheel and I'm like,
it's an automatic turner, head spinner, some would say.
I remember at the skate park in Tompkins Square.
Could you imagine me riding a skateboard?
Can you imagine me riding a
skateboard? I used to have penny board when I was younger.
Penny board.
Yeah, I had a lilac penny board.
I never had one, I don't think. If I did, it probably would have been pink too. Or you said lilac.
Same. It was like a lilac pink.
Yeah.
That was anyways, Billabong was a thing. Anyways,
we adore you.
Side note, yeah,
sending you guys all the love.
Yeah, we hope you have a good rest of your week.
We do. We hope you guys have a beautiful week. We hope you guys are doing okay.
Yeah, let us know. Please.
Hope you guys are being easy on yourselves.
Yeah, be kind to yourselves.
Always.
Always, because I always have to tell myself that. We're always
Realize that, I know I always have to remind myself of this, that you're having a bad day. If your biggest accomplishment that day was getting out of bed, that is perfectly fine.
Yeah, and you need to be happy. That's something to rejoice.
Absolutely.
Because that can always be the hardest thing in the world.
Oh, absolutely. Last week was really hard for me. And there were days where I was like, even getting out of bed and taking a shower were really hard. So I definitely know we understand it.
Yeah, no, we totally get it.
We're proud of you.
Proud of yourself. Yeah, for sure.
Proud of each and every one of you, no matter what you did today.
Every single one of you. Don't forget it.
Never, ever, ever. But we'll see you guys next week.
Next week on Tuesday.
This is my other half, Roger. That what?
Roger copying out.
Wait, what?
Okay, bye guys.
Okay, bye.